Foundations of Amateur Radio. One of the basic aspects of being human and growing up is the process of learning. From a young age, we explore our environment, play with others, have fun, fall over and bruise our knees, get up and try again. The playing aspect of this is often discussed as a way to keep things interesting. We add a competition element as an added incentive, so much so that we formulate it into global competitions and call it sport. As a species, it might surprise you that we spend about 1% of all gross domestic product on sport, compared to science, which is about 2% of global GDP. To give you some context, agriculture accounts for about 4%, manufacturing is 15%, industry is about 26%, and services account for roughly 62%. If you notice that this is more than 100%, take it up with the World Bank. I'm a radio amateur, not an economist. Over the years, I've explored different aspects of our chosen hobby of amateur radio. Time and again, I return to experimentation, learning, and having fun. Now, I absolutely concede that my idea of fun and yours might not match. My GDP side quest is likely evidence of this, but in my opinion, this embodies the range of how we, as a disparate community, interact and exchange ideas across the ionosphere and closer to home, using what we can all agree on is pretty close to magic. So what is my point? Fair question. Having fun and learning. If you've ever had the opportunity to listen to aviation radio, and I'd encourage you to, the YouTube channel VAS Aviation is a great place to start. Comes with maps, explanations, and subtitles. You'll discover that the complex domain of aviation communication is a dynamic environment where miscommunication matters and often has severe consequences. It's not all incidents and accidents, though. If you look for air traffic control legend Kennedy Steve, you'll come across some of the funniest exchanges captured on ATC frequencies, all the while staying professional. So how does this relate to amateur radio and you? Well, at the moment, we have a few types of exchanges where we can practice our skills. The most obvious one is a thing we call contesting, a scored and rule-bound activity where you're expected to exchange information and are declared the winner in a category. It's a little like sport, and some have attempted to rephrase amateur radio contesting into a field that they're calling radio sport. I have mixed feelings about this because there isn't much in the way of spectator activity associated with this. Another exchange is calling for DX contacts, sharing an exchange across distance, attempting to contact as many countries as possible, with the prize being membership into the fabled DXCC, the century club that acknowledges your prowess in making contact with 100 countries. The most common exchange is the NET, or discussion group. It can be formal, like the weekly F-Trip I've been hosting since 2011, or it can be ad hoc, one amateur chatting to another, sparking spontaneous discussion among several stations on frequency. We also do things like radio direction finding. Someone sets up a transmitter and everyone playing tries to find the source as quickly as possible. First one to find it wins. It made me wonder if there are other things we might come up with. Has anyone played chess across HF? Or if you want to involve a larger group, what about playing bingo or a game of trivia? Anyone considered an MMORPG or massively multiplayer online role-playing game? The point being that we can play games, have fun, and learn in an environment where there are many factors affecting your ability to communicate, so we can all get better at keying the microphone and getting the message to the intended recipient. While we're having fun, nobody said that this needs to be a voice activity. An FT8 session could well be coerced into transmitting chess moves, and nobody said that you have to do FT8 on the same frequency that WSJTX is using. So what games can you come up with and learn from? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.